This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops found Hamas weapons and combat gear in Al-Shifa Hospital in the Gaza Strip during a search on Wednesday, Chief Israeli Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said. The Army simultaneously released a video that it said showed some of the material recovered from an undisclosed building within the large hospital complex, including automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets. Hamas, which is battling Israeli forces within Gaza, dismissed the announcement as lies and cheap propaganda. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Moviegoers filled into a Tel Aviv theater for an emotionally charged film, made even more so by the death of its director, who was killed in the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Yahav Winner's short film, The Boy, was influenced by a Hamas rocket attack he witnessed years ago that killed his best friend's father instantly. A scene from the film involving characters taking shelter during a rocket raid drew tears from the audience. The film was due to be released last month, but Winner himself died at the hands of Hamas when militants stormed into the Kfar Aza kibbutz where he lived. Winner, his wife Shiley Atari, and their baby daughter hid in their safe room. When militants looked to smash through a window, Winner had held it tightly shut, giving time for Atari to flee with the baby.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in corridors through the Gaza Strip after four failed attempts to respond to the Israel-Hamas war. The vote was 12-0 with the U.S., Britain, and Russia abstaining. This